new recording. All right. What is my intro for these? Anyway, it's hello. It's this is
Pod. Hello, Dabba. Man.
Hi.
This is our. I think this is going to be. This is going to be our. This is going to be the first week of January that this is.
January 1st.
Our post New Year's hangover episode.
Oh yeah, that's because yeah, that's right.
But January 3rd. Is. We're still on vacation, doing things privately. Without telling each other what is happening over that vacation.
We're not allowed to ask questions, apparently.
We're not saying where we are or who we are with. And that
seriously,
is
seriously 2 weeks ago, if like a CIA agent had tortured me and asked me personal information, I would not have had a clue.
There's no reason why
two cats.
There's no reason why a CIA agent would have any questions for you, Dustin.
Considering what your job is.
Yeah, and how often we mention them.
It's fine. It's fine. Look, anyway, to celebrate the end of 2022 and the beginning of 2023, we're going to play a very quick game celebrating some of the shows that came out in 2022 that we probably do not remember were released.
I don't remember.
And so it will be Dustin versus Tori, you know, classic game. Remember hashtag Dustin cheats. And so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to describe a show without giving you the title. And then you have to tell me what it is. And
can we assume we'll that see. These shows were at least mentioned on the podcast at some point in 2022?
You may
no
not.
Assumptions.
No, we can't assume that. All right.
They probably will have been, but look, I clearly have not prepared well enough for that, so I can't guarantee it. I have a list of shows that premiered in 2022 in front of me, and that's as good as it's going to get. So let's start here. This show premiered January 13th on HBO Max. It was the first season of series premiere, so first season of this show. It starred a character, or it followed a character who was in a series of movies, popular movies within the HBO
Sex
Warner
and the City?
Brothers Discovery brand umbrella. No.
So the character is in other movies?
The character.
Peacemaker.
Correct. Tori's on the board.
God. Yeah.
Which again, as always, almost called it Pacemaker.
Yeah, Peacemaker premiered in January. 2022.
Yeah.
In January.
Also, it was an HBO Max show?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, I understand like corporate wise, but for some reason I thought it was still like I forgot when the DC streaming service.
I think
ended.
That thing's been gone for like 2 years.
It's been gone.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
All right. So, newsflash: 2022 did not have the DC.
Are they still charging you, Tori? Because you should look into that if they are.
Look, I will watch Swamp Thing one of these days. Just apparently not there.
All right. I've got more from January, so we're just going to stay in January for now.
Are we doing this chronologically?
Well, the list is chronological, so we'll see how it goes. Okay. This one might be tough, but let's see. Another January show, series premiere, half hour on HBO. It's very light and slice of life. And not starring anyone that you know. It was a really good show. It has been renewed for a second season.
Did you watch it?
I watched it. I don't know what you two were doing. Tori, I guarantee, did not watch this.
Because I'm uncultured?
No, just because I don't think it's... I think you would have said something if you had watched it.
I don't like... Was it Starstruck?
It was not Starstruck, although that's a pretty good guess. I think Starstruck premiered last year.
Yeah, I thought it was last year.
All right. The Duplass brothers are producers on it, if that helps give you a sense of tone.
I should know, and I'm sure
everything.
I saw it.
Well, that's true.
Is
Bridget Everett was the lead.
Something, is somewhere, lead. Somewhere, something, everything. Yes, that show. Dan loved it. Somewhere,
we're gonna
everything.
We're going to need a more accurate title, Dustin.
Something, somewhere. Somewhere, something.
I'm going to give you over a half the rainbow. Point. I'm gonna stop it there. Somebody, somewhere is what it's called.
Somebody, somewhere. Thank you. It was a really good show.
For season two. It is a good show. Yeah.
I did not watch it.
You did not. Here's a show on Hulu that Dustin absolutely loved.
Oh.
It is a comedy on Hulu. It is a spinoff of a long-running comedy.
How I Met Your Father. Correct. And I did not care for it.
You were, well, look, Dustin, you worked your magic because they got a 20-episode season two order. So
that's
they're
insane.
Coming back. I think they're actually coming back pretty soon in 2023.
I think so, too, so. Yeah.
Congratulations, Dustin.
Bad yeah. show that I could not stop watching. But Dan also watched it, I believe.
I did.
Despite it being a bad show.
No, it was fine. It was, it's finding its legs, you know, trying to figure out, you know, trying to figure itself out. Sometimes
the lead,
that happens.
Hillary Duff, though, did you hear she's 35 years old?
Oh. What?
No, no. The internet right, went Dustin. Crazy because she was like 35. Like, what?
I know. And then look at her. She looks so good.
All right. I don't have any. All right. Here, I'm going to flip it for a second because I have a show now that I know nothing about. And so I want to see, I will give you a point if you can tell me anything about the show.
Okay.
It was on HBO. It's called The Gilded Age.
Oh, that's oh, yeah. the one that's from it. The guy who did
got Carrie Coon, Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey, yeah. And it's got Carrie Coon, it's Carrie got Coon. Yeah, because it's Julian Baranski. Fellows. Julian Fellows. And it's set in the US.
Yes.
But same time period as Downton Abbey. And so it's a bunch of rich socialites, but they're American this time and they wear kind of floofy things.
Okay.
It's really good, actually. It was like, and I don't really like was Downton. It? But it was, yeah, no, it was really good. Carrie Coon, Christine Baranski.
I know you love her. Okay, okay. But like.
No, it was good. It was a lot of fun. It was like.
Okay.
Sort of there. Like a.
You both get a bonus point for that.
Julian Fellows.
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't know what Golden
I've never
Age
watched
was, Dan.
Any of his shows.
I don't know. I saw it on this list and I had zero idea. I did not know it existed. I had no. There was nothing coming up in my brain as to what it could be about.
You are racist against white people entertainment.
Was it renewed? Do you guys know?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Okay. Yeah.
So there's the chance that I might catch up. All right. One more. We got one more. I think this is going to be my last January show. We're still only in January.
Oh, my gosh.
Shoot. How do I describe it?
Did it have a hole?
It did not have a hole.
A one track mind. Jesus. Watching.
I think we would all agree it was one of the, we only had a top five in last week's best of the year, but I believe someone mentioned it and I believe, Tori and I were very upset at something that Dustin did in regards to this show, which was in that he was correct about something.
Oh,
that made us real mad.
I hate it when he's right.
Yeah. When was he the most right and upset us the most?
I don't remember.
It is a comedy. It is on Apple TV Plus.
He did. He said something that just ruined it.
He did. And
it absolutely ruined it.
Both of you are going to be so mad if you don't remember this.
Oh my God. No. Shh. Shh.
Comedy. Apple.
Where were my. All right. Hold on.
There were a lot of very famous and or at least people that you recognize.
After Party.
After Party. Yeah.
Yeah. That's correct.
But oh, that yeah, was that was on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I said it was on at least one person's right list.
Because I guessed the ending.
Yeah.
Oh, but
makes
okay.
me smarter than both of you.
I don't think that's true. I'm going to give really you both a half point because you right. you came to well,
You're
same
just
time.
giving Tori half points. Just
No, it's you three to points. 2.5. It's yeah. it's a very close game.
We're close. And you got a half again, point even though you didn't even get the title right.
Right.
We're fine.
It's everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Let's see. We're now into round of February. Here's a show. Mm. It was on my honorable mention for best shows of the year.
Okay.
It is on Amazon Prime, premiered in February.
Reacher.
Yep. It was Reacher.
It was Reacher.
I don't know how Dustin got it from those very bland clues.
Because you're best friends with Reacher.
That's right.
I am not best friends with Reacher. We played softball for one season.
I mean.
Wait, did we talk about that on the podcast? Do I have to cut that out? It's fine.
You don't have to cut. No, you no talked about that on the podcast. To, well, everybody
anyway,
it's the holidays.
It is the holidays. No one's,
so we knew you were best friends with Reacher, but we didn't know. Anyway, whatever. It's fine.
We're not best friends. Okay.
Do you know Reacher's name?
Knew each other. In you mean the actor's
it's in
name?
The, it's
yeah,
in
the actor's the, name.
Of course he does.
Because they're best friends.
You would there know.
No, I don't remember his name at this point.
All right,
it's in
next,
the credits.
The next show, Alan Ritchson is the name of the actor who plays Reacher.
Only the man's best friend would know that.
No, he was also in a very funny show called Blue Mountain State, Dustin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You saw Blue Mountain State.
Yeah, it was fun.
Did you watch that before or after you met him?
Who can remember what happened in what period of time? Anyway, this show premiered on February 18th on Apple TV Plus.
Pachinko.
Severance.
Tori gets a point.
Wow, that
it was Severance. Was
February?
February 18th.
That really felt like
finger guns in the air.
Like a May June show. Wow.
I wonder if Dustin should lose a point for guessing Pachinko, because I was going to put Pachinko on here at some point, but now I can't because he's already guessed it.
Oh, yeah.
Why would I lose a point?
Yeah, revenge. We'll
yeah, minus one. Minus one for Dustin. all right. This show premiered. All right, here we go, Dustin. You'll get this point back because it's network TV, all right?
Okay.
All
yeah, right. I'm not going to.
February 21st, an infamous date for television history. The National Broadcasting Corporation. Incorrect. Dustin, that was last year. That was 2021. Not this
really?
Year. This year was season two, Dustin. Anyway.
Wait.
Which you stopped watching.
A show premiered on NBC.
Abbott Elementary.
No.
Minus 1 point for Dustin. First of all, 2021. Second of all, ABC.
Yeah,
Dustin,
wrong network.
No.
Okay, yeah, but Abbott Elementary premiered this
last,
year.
No.
No,
they had like a special episode last year in 2021. But then they actually premiered weekly this year in January and then came back in September.
Yes.
It was a 13-episode series. It was a mid-season comedy.
But Dustin, the reason why Abbott Elementary could not be on our 2022 list was because it technically premiered in 2021.
Well, that's just dumb. Okay.
Anyway, this show premiered on NBC February 21st. It starred because it was canceled. Morena Baccarin.
Oh! The executive? No, the it was the thing where she's in the
Diabolique.
Big
she, I saw.
No, it was not Diabolique.
It was dumb.
The executioner, the executive. The professional
exhibitionist.
I'm going to give Tori 1/8 of a point because it does start with E. It's the end game.
End game. All right.
So you get 1/8 of a point for the E.
Awesome.
For the
I will
e.
take it. Thank you. Thank you. I believe that
Dustin,
should be one. No, you're right.
That should I can't believe you didn't get that, Dustin.
I watched three episodes of it, and it was terrible.
Yeah, so which memorable. Is more than either of us watched.
Yeah. I watched half an episode.
I think I watched one, maybe. Anyway, we're gonna keep going. This game is going much longer than I realized, but that's fine. All right. Here's a show that HBO Max, March 3rd series premiere, half hour show. We've all forgotten that it existed. None of us. Maybe Tori mentioned it. If any of us mentioned it, it was Tori last week.
Our flag means death.
Nevers.
Correct. Tori gets a point.
Way back then.
Yeah.
It was March 2022.
Wow.
And it feels like it was
so much longer.
Much longer.
Yeah. It wasn't the Nevers hour long episodes.
And it was not this year.
Okay. I'm clearly, I have to pee. My brain is not working right.
Wait, how many points? Let's see. Dustin has 4, but he lost 2. So Dustin's at 2. Tori's at 1, 2, 3, 4. Tori's at 4 5/8. All right. So we'll say that like 1 to 5 wins so Dustin can go pee. All right. Now I'm going to skip ahead to something closer. Because it's just, let's see, what's a good one?
Should we just start shouting things that we know premiered?
Sure.
And if your eye lands on them.
Yeah. Just start shouting shows out.
Ms. Marvel. Nope. She-Hulk. No. Hey, I said she. Inside Man. No.
We Interview with Vampire. City.
All of Us Are Dead.
Good guesses.
Andor. That doesn't count. Okay, well technically all of these things premiered this year, so
these all did premiere this year.
Yeah.
But none of them are the show that I have
that you're
yet
looking
to
at.
Find. Well, I'm still scrolling. I haven't even landed on a show. Don't worry, we're gonna get there pretty soon.
Oh my god, this is the
you're
worst
killing
way to
me,
this
Dan.
Game.
Okay. Here we go. This is the show. This is the one for the game. HBO premieres in May. Already canceled. Rose Leslie,
Time Traveler's Wife. God damn it.
Dustin gets a point. He still loses 4 5/8 to 3.
So we got to do it again.
Which means I got to do it again. Okay. May 19th, Peacock. I until I saw this title, I did not remember that this show existed. It's a Peacock show. I believe it's a limited series technically. It has Emmy Rossum as the title.
Angelina. Evangelina.
I thought you had it. It's not.
It is still technically up for grabs, Tori, if you
Evangeline,
want to just start.
No. Oh, God. What the hell is her name?
I'm going to give it to
him. Give it to him.
All right. Angeline.
Angeline.
All right. Yeah. All right. 4 5/8 to 4. We're very close unless Dustin loses himself more points.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. This show premiered in 2022 and has a hole.
Oh, Outer Limits. Outer Range.
God damn it. Nice
Tori
guy.
Guessed it.
Outer Range.
Dustin, you said Yellowstone?
It's the one that's like Yellowstone, but with a hole.
Tori wins the game 5 5/8 to 4.
Stole the hole from Dustin Rolls.
Anyway, look, a lot of shows premiered last year is really what we learned from this, and Dustin has to go, and that's fine. So we will be back. We will be back next week with a new episode, the first full episode of 2023.
I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about.
Probably. So, there
like
you go.
How our holidays were, you know.
Right. Let's not get personal.
How much wood we burned, how much water we drank.
Those are important topics. Anyway, we'll be back.
Dan has
next week. I don't actually have any cats, so have a good night.
good night, everybody.
I'm going to be living with cats. They're not my cats.